situation in Syria is very difficult at the moment, with the number of displaced people increasing all the time, with areas of the country still facing zones of conflict. We have a very difficult situation. There are areas that are still contested areas. There are areas where there are pockets of people who it is difficult to reach. There is disruption to markets. There are disruption to supplies. A lot of infrastructure has been destroyed. The World Food Program has its plan at the moment to reach 2.5 million people every month and increasing that to 3 million people in June, we hope.
What are the challenges you're facing right now to reach this number?
One of the primary challenges, of course, is resourcing. Our operations inside Syria and in the countries surrounding Syria cost $20 million per week. I must say that thanks to very generous contributions, we are currently resourced through July and August, and we are hoping that with the new launch of the new appeal at the beginning of June in Geneva, that we will see another wave of contributions to keep us going towards the end of the year. So resourcing remains a challenge. The security is a challenge, but then the logistics and supply line transporting in a country like Syria where much of the infrastructure has been damaged and there are issues of fuel difficulties at times, those remain challenges. We have had some difficulties with getting permits to go to every location that we have needed. However, more recently, we have had assurances from the government of Syria to ensure that we're able to reach these locations. We recognize that with the conflict, we can't always get there, but we have to be able to try and reach people.
Do we have a clear idea about how much World Food Program will be needing in the new appeal?
Basically, the World Food Program's operations at the moment, both inside and outside Syria, are about $20 million per week. And that's roughly about half and half. About half of that is needed for the operation inside Syria for the displaced persons, and about half of it for those outside Syria for the refugee population. So at 20 million a week, as you can understand, that translates to over $1 billion per year on a 50-week cycle. So if we were to take the last 6 months of the year, we will need a total for that period of around 500 million.
What did you hear from people on the ground during your visit to Syria?
People are very tired. People have been suffering for a long time. People are displaced. And obviously the greatest desire people have is for peace, security, so that they can return to their homes, even though many of their homes will be in areas that have been quite heavily damaged by the conflict. In addition to that, though they realize they will remain displaced for a while, I think people are just concerned about where their daily needs are going to be met from, whether it's food, shelter, sanitation, medicine, water. All of these needs are hugely important. And the United Nations team that I met when I was on the ground in Syria, whether it was people from UNICEF, UNHCR, WHO, UNDP, UNFPA, are all there, you know, all providing hugely important assistance. I, of course, spent most of my time with the World Food Program team, but I did meet with the members of other agencies, and they're all doing a fantastic job. They're all working under extremely difficult circumstances. They're all working away from their own families. They're all working in what is a conflict zone. Each and every one of them at some stage in the day probably risks their life by doing the work they're doing. And I have to say that I pay the hugest tribute to our national staff, whether from the World Food Program or any of our sister agencies, the United Nations national staff of Syria, the Syrians working inside Syria, who many of them have either displaced partly themselves or have families who are displaced, and many of them have lost relatives, sometimes very close relatives. Some of them have been held. Some of them have been kept at checkpoints and had letters. And they continue with no thought to themselves to looking after their fellow countrymen. So I could not have a higher regard for any group of people than I do for the United Nations staff of Syria or of Syrian nationality who are working really hard to look after their countrymen.